Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and praise the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we want to welcome you to our early morning services where we meet Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. in the morning, and then we are back on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon. We also have an altar prayer where we meet 5 days a week, two times a day for prayer. And we have Bible study and spiritual warfare training. And you can also follow us on all the media live streaming where we broadcast to millions of households over the media, internet, TV, Amazon, Hulu, Prime. Glory be to God. Follow us there, please. This week here is Oldies But Goodies. We have been airing on Blog Talk Radio for the last 10 years and 6 months. We have an excess of 3,000 messages in our library. And so we're going to travel back, and we're going to visit some of those good times. It was a good time then, it's a good time now, and it's going to be a good time in the future, because the Lord is good, and His Word is good, and everything that He made is good. So please enjoy the replay of our broadcast where we exalt Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Vision. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. For He is worthy to be praised. For He is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we enter into Your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into Your courts with praise, ever grateful unto You and unto You alone, because You are worthy, worthy, worthy. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. Father, we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving unto Your name this morning to say thank You. Father, we say thank You for Your love, Your grace, Your mercies. We say thank You for new mercies that embraced us on this morning. We say thank You for watching over us as we slept in peace, Father. Lord, we want to say thank You for pushing back the forces of darkness and devastation, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank You for being our shepherd. We say thank You, Father, for we realize that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we don't know where we would be today, Father. But we thank You, Father, that we are safe in Your arms, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we love You on today, God. You are an awesome, awesome, awesome God. And Father, we are grateful that we belong to You, that we are one with You. We thank You for Jesus. We thank You for the blood of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a Jesus blood that will never, ever lose its power, the blood that covers us, the blood that fights for us, the blood that protects us. We say thank you. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit leading us, guiding us, directing us, instructing us in the way that we should go. We thank you for a host of angels encamped about those who fear you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you, Father, for meeting every need according to your riches and according to your glory. We say thank you over and over again. And, Father, we rise this day in faith. We rise this day in authority, Father, and we cancel every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the devil have set up to come against us this day, to come against our families, our jobs, our businesses, our careers, our projects, our ministries, our endeavors, our health, our finances, our relationships, everything pertaining to us, Father. We cancel his assignment now, and we decree and we declare that it shall not take root and it shall not prosper. And we say thank you, Father, that we are blessed. We are exceedingly blessed, Father, and we are well because of you in our lives. And we shall not fear, Father, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. So, Father, we say thank you for this new day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, 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 and your name is greatly, greatly, greatly to be praised. Thank you, Father. We love you on today. Father, we thank you for this service on today. Father, we're asking for your anointing. We're asking for your power. We're asking for revelation in the name of Jesus, Father, to the ears of the hearers, Father, that the word will come forth in clarity. We will receive a rhema word on today, Father, and move forward in your kingdom, promoting your name and your purposes. And we say thank you, Father. We know your word will never, ever return unto you void, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. So we say thank you. And we bless you. We want to bind every spirit of retaliation even right now, Father, in Jesus' name. We want to bind every spirit of distraction that will cause us, Father, from not hearing what thus saith the Lord. And we bless you on today. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually, continually, ongoing, nonstop, continually be in my mouth. Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints. Amen. God bless you. Amen, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. God bless everybody under the sound of my voice. We greet you in Jesus' name, and we welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leaders. Glory be to God, because we are definitely in his kingdom. Hallelujah, and we are leading as we are being led. Hallelujah, and to God be the praise, the glory, and the honor. TGIF on this beautiful Thursday morning. Amen. Today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. For it is truly a day that the Lord he has made, and we shall rejoice, yea, rather, and we are rejoicing, and we shall be glad in it. We bless the name of the living God. I am your host on this morning and your kingdom coach, Pastor Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. That's my testimony on today. If you are a first-time visitor to our ministry, we want to thank God for you. We pray that you will enjoy the services on today. The first time we call you a visitor, and then the second time we call you family. Amen. And so we bless God. We want you to know that you've come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. This is a platform where we meet Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week, for 7 years now, lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about him. He ordained the call. He kept the call. He's grooming the call. He's perfecting the call. Why? Because we are the call, and we blessed be the name of the living God. We also like to hear from you at the end of the service. If you are a first-time visitor, if you desire to give us your name and where you're calling from and who invited you to the call, and we appreciate you. Amen. In Jesus' name. At this time, we are going to receive our life passage on this morning from our sister Janetta Lacey out of Oklahoma City as she comes, amen, to share our reading on today. God bless you, Sister Lacey, and the floor is yours.
Thank you, Pastor Bradford. God bless you also. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Why we doubt our salvation. If you have trusted in Jesus Christ and yet continually doubt your salvation, then your whole life is thrown off balance. Key areas of faith began to crumble, and you limit the work of the Holy Spirit in and through you. It is impossible to live an effective, empowered, spirit-filled life if you are always wondering whether you are saved. Why then do believers so often doubt? Let's consider five key reasons. One, sin. When disobedience is presented in a person's life, his prayers will be hindered, as will his grasp of spiritual ideas. So it's understandable that sin can confuse a believer's thoughts about salvation. Two, false teaching. If you've been taught that salvation is dependent upon good works, then you have been misled. Three, overemphasize on emotions. Too often, the experience of being saved is tied to an emotional high. This leads many people to doubt their salvation during times of life's natural emotional lows. Four, disbelief. Acts 16:31 clearly states, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. If you've made this saving confession, then you are saved. Doubting the truth of this statement means that you fail to take God at his word. Five, satanic attack. The enemy's goal is to alienate us from God. One of his most effective tactics is to cause us to question our standing with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, if you doubt your salvation, prayerfully examine your heart. Are any of these falsehoods corroding your faith? Allow the Lord to comfort you with his love and the truth of your salvation. While we doubt our salvation, and the reading is John 10:28. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to read for you, and I pray that everyone on the call have a blessed and prosperous day. I love you in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that reading on this morning. Why do we doubt our salvation? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. That's one worth repeating. She said because of sin, or it's either because of false teaching, or over-emphasized emotions, disbelief, or satanic attack. One of those categories. Amen. But we're going to call the devil a liar. Amen. And the father of lies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, most gracious and heavenly Father, it's time now for us to eat. Oh, God, we thank you because you feed us real good, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No leftovers, no microwave food. Glory be to God. This good old home cooked straight from heaven. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. So we say thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, you're the teacher. I'm the speaker. May you and you alone be glorified on this morning. And we say thank you. We give you advance praise for what we are about to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. In our Bibles this morning, in the book of Galatians, amen, bless the Lord. And we want to turn to the third chapter, amen, Galatians 3 and verse number 23, and it reads, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Chapter number 4 in the same, in Galatians, chapter 4, verse 3. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. And then chapter number 5, verse 1. There stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen, amen, and amen. We are coming this morning with a subject, coming out of lockdown. Use it or lose it. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God, amen, for the three scriptures, amen, in Galatians, in the beginning in the third chapter. And we see here in the Word of God, where the picture of the law is drawn for us. There's a lot of conversation now about the law and about grace. And the picture of the law as a guardian is similar to a tutor giving a young child his supervision. But the good news today, my brothers and sisters, as our sister Janetta said, we have no reason to be doubting our salvation. If you're saved, if you're saved, you're saved. We no longer need the type of supervision that the law gave. See, when you read the law of Moses, all 611 of them, by the way, the law teaches us the need for salvation. But God's grace gives us that salvation that we need. See, the law teaches us the need, and then the grace gives us the salvation. Now, the Old Testament still applies today, but in it, God reveals his nature through the Old Testament. God reveals his will through the Old Testament, his will for humanity. God reveals his moral laws through the Old Testament. and he also reveals his guidelines for living. But what we have to remember after all that revelation is that we cannot be saved by keeping the law. The only way to be saved is to trust in Christ. So if you're trying, if you think you're saved by keeping the law, then you have a reason to doubt your salvation because you're not saved. Glory be to God. We must, hallelujah, believe in Christ. Moses was handed down 611 laws. They were broken down into three categories. We had the ceremonial law, the civil law, and the moral laws. When we look at the ceremonial laws, this kind of law relates specifically to Israel's worship, and the primary purpose was to point forward to Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, these laws were no longer necessary after Jesus' death and Jesus' resurrection. Why? Because we are no longer bound by ceremonial laws. However, the principles behind them to worship God, the principle to love a holy God, they still apply. Then you have the civil law. Now, these type of laws dictated Israel's daily living. And because today, modern society and culture, we are so radically different from those days that some of those guidelines cannot be followed specifically. But the principles behind the commands should guide our conduct. And this is why at times you'll hear Paul ask the Gentile Christians to follow some of these laws. Well, not necessarily because they had to, but in order to promote unity. And then we had the third category, which was the moral laws. Now, the moral laws is a direct command of God. For example, the Ten Commandments, as we read them in the 20th chapter of Exodus, it requires strict obedience. It reveals the nature of God. It reveals the will of God. And it still applies to us today. We are to obey this moral law. Not to obtain our salvation. Don't get it twisted. You cannot be saved by the law. But to live in ways that are pleasing to God. So here we're talking about coming out of lockdown, coming out of the slavery. Paul uses the illustration of slavery to show that before Christ came and before Christ died for our sins, we were in bondage to the law. Coming out. We were in bondage to the law, thinking that we could be saved by it. See? And therefore we became enslaved to trying to fulfill the law. Trying and failing. Trying and failing. Why? Because the law could not be kept. But we who were once slaves to the law, come on now, are now God's very own children. And we have an intimate relationship with him. Why do you doubt your salvation, says Sister Janetta. Thank you, thank you. Look how God tied all this together today. Because of Christ, there is no reason to be afraid of God. we can come boldly into his presence. I'm telling you, boldly. You don't have to have your head hung down. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory, he shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. We can come boldly into his presence, knowing that he will welcome us as his family members. We have been adopted. An adopted child has all the legitimate rights. Ha, ha, ha. Woo! We have been grafted in to God's family. We are family, yeah, glory be to God. And blood is thicker than water. We was grafted in by the blood of Jesus. So we don't have to doubt our salvation. And it's time for us to come out of lockdown trying to fulfill the law. Glory be to God. My brothers and sisters, the Jews believe that Christians are Jews, that you got to be a Jew to be a Christian, who recognize Jesus as the promised Savior. And so they believe that any Gentile desiring to become a Christian must first become a Jew. Well, that's distorted. See? Then the legalized Christianity, they believe that Christians are those who live by a long list of do's and don'ts, and that God's favor is earned by good behavior. Don't do this. Don't go to the movies. Don't wear red. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't. Those days is over. It's not by works that we are saved. You can't work enough. How are you going to know when you've completed it? We are saved by faith through grace. We are saved by faith in the grace of God, by faith. Your works, your salvation produces good works, but you can never be saved by your good works. Then you have the lawless Christianity. And they believe that Christians live above the law. Lord have mercy. That Christians need no guidelines. God's word is not as important as our personal sense of God's guidance. Just if it feels good to you, baby, do it. Just do it. It feels good. Yeah, if it feels good to you, then do it. The devil is a liar. You say, girl, you say, you under the grace of God, just go ahead and do it. You say, you can't go to hell now, just go on. I don't care, just do it. Law, that's what you call lawless Christianity. But true Christianity, my brothers and sisters, are Christians who believe inwardly and outwardly that Jesus' death has allowed God to offer them forgiveness and eternal life as a gift. It is a gift of God. True Christianity are those who have accepted that gift through faith and are seeking to live a life of obedient gratitude for what God has done for them. I said a life of obedient gratitude. Not just gratitude, obedient gratitude for what God has done. For you, and for me. So, my brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question as we're coming out of bondage today. Amen. How would those closest to you describe your Christianity? Do they think you live so that God will accept you? Or do they know that you live because God has already accepted you in Christ? I say, do your friends know that you live, glory be to God, so that God will accept you? Or that because he has already accepted you? We got to come out of the bondage of our mind. We got to come out of bondage of ignorance. We got to come out of the bondage of the law. It's time for us to come out. My brothers and sisters, Christ died to set us free from sin. And Christ died to set us free from a long list of laws and regulations. Christ came to set us free, but not free to do whatever we want, because that would lead us back into slavery, to our selfish desires. Rather, thanks to Christ, we are now free and we are able to do what was impossible before. What's that, Pastor? To live unselfishly. Those who appeal to their freedom so that they can have their own way or indulge in their own desires, they are falling back into sin. And we ain't going back. But it is also wrong to put a burden of law keeping on Christians. We must stand against those who would enslave us with rules. Stand against those who will enslave us with methods or special conditions for being saved or growing up in Christ. We'll just jump over the broom three times here and do this and do this. No. My brothers and sisters, let me show you what Christ said. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 5. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 5, look what Jesus said. Jesus said in chapter number 5, verse number 17, he says, think not that I am come to destroy the law. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but let me tell you what I did come to do. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law. I didn't come to destroy the prophets. But I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law. Jesus said, I came to fulfill the law. Glory be to God, my brothers and sisters. And the law is fulfilled in this. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, what you got to do now? He fulfilled the law. Now, Moses had 611 laws, glory be to God, for the reasons that I just shared with you. Jesus said, we're going to take off 611, and we're going to wrap them up into two. Say, what? How you going to put 611 laws into two? He said, this is how you're going to do it. He said, in Matthew chapter number 22, verse number 37, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. He said, this is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. What's that, Jesus? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, wait a minute. Most people want to stop there, but you got to go to verse number 40. Verse number 40 says this, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You see what I'm saying? He said, on these two commandments hang all the law. You're no longer under the law. I've wrapped up the law in these two commandments. Love me. Love me with all you got. Ah, glory be to God. Don't give me no half-baked chicken. I want all of it. I want all of you. I want all your heart. I want all your mind. I want all your strength. I want all your might. Give it all unto me. Make me first. Hallelujah. I want to be the love of your soul. Glory be to God. And after you've loved me, I want you to love yourself, because you can't love nobody else till you fall in love with yourself. Glory be to God. God first, you second, and other people third. Then I want you to love them, even if they're your enemies. Love them anyhow. And when you've done this, you've fulfilled all of the law. Hallelujah. I said, we coming up out of bondage today. Yes, we are. And then now what, God? Okay, now what? Now I want you to take the gift that I've given you, and I want you to serve me and live. Some of us are working in jobs, occupations, pursuing goals. That's not your gift. You want to know why Michael Jackson was a superstar? Because that boy had a gift. That boy had a gift to sing. That boy had a gift to dance. And he worked it, baby. And it earned him millions. When you work the gift that God has given you, you will prosper. You're out of bondage. You're no longer entangled with the law. You're free now. You're free to serve God. Use the gift that God has given you and serve him. Go on out there and work it. Some of you have gifts of building. Glory be to God. You can sell anything. You got carpentry skill. You can negotiate. You can sew. You can draw. You can write. You can sing. You can dance. You can act. You can cook. You can clean. You can organize. You're techie. You can fix anything. That's a gift. Why are you working in something you haven't been gifted for? Just got to get me a paycheck. God didn't mean for you to go out like that. Jesus said, I came that ye might have life and that you might have life abundantly. I've already freed you up. Now use that liberty and don't be entangled again. Run with the gifts. Some of you have multi-gifts, 2, 3, 4 gifts. Why do you think God gave you the gift in the first place? You think he was bored sitting up there in heaven, throwing out gifts like it was dice? No, he gave you that gift for a purpose, so that you can glorify him on the earth, so that you can be prosperous and live the abundant life and have more than enough for you and your family and enough to sow in the kingdom and be a blessing to God's people. Come on up out of bondage. Stop doubting your salvation. Stop trying to live under the law and rules and regulations and serve Christ with the gift that he has given you. He said your gifts will make room for you. Your gifts will bring you before kings and queens and people power. When you focus on your God-given gifts, that you can give God the glory. He don't mean for you to be broke, busted, disgusted, and begging all of your life. He's giving you the gift. Come on out of McDonald's if God didn't put you there. Don't be scared. You know what your gifts are. You know what you're good at. You know what you desire to do. Start doing it. Just start step by step. Lay out a plan. Use it. Because if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And give God the glory. God said you're going to be the head and not the tail. You're going to be the lender and not the borrower. You're going to be above only and not beneath. You're going to be blessed going in and blessed coming out. You're going to be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. But it'll never happen if you don't utilize your gift. and stop envying somebody else's because you got one too. Every person born on planet Earth has a gift. Now start using it. Come on up out of bondage, because you using your gift under bondage ain't going to work either. Ain't no need in you allowing your gift to send you to hell. Come on up out of bondage first. Take your gifts and fly, baby, fly. Yeah. God want to make you like an eagle. Fly, baby, fly. Hallelujah. Come on up out of lockdown. Use it or lose it. God is waiting on you. You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. Thank you, Father, for revealing to us that we are no longer under law. And we don't need no rules and regulations, Father. We've been saved unto liberty to serve you and to serve Christ. Father, the grace of God brings us closer to you and not away from you. We don't have a license to sin, but we have a license to serve. And so, Father, with that liberty and freedom, Father, we're going to run towards you. We're going to utilize the gifts that you have given us, Father, in the name of Jesus to promote your name in the earth and so that you can bless us to our maximum potential. We're not going to envy anybody's gifts from now on, Father. We're going to honor them for their gifts, and we're going to utilize our gifts, and all of the glory belongeth unto you. And we say thank you, and we bless you, for we ask this in all things, in Jesus' name, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Coming out of lockdown. Amen, hallelujah. Use it or lose it. And we bless the Lord. We pray that you have been encouraged through the word of God on today. All of our messages are archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. If you ever want to pull up any of our messages for a replay. Amen. Before we open up our lines, amen, to acknowledge our first-time visitors, we just want you to know that our church is located at the name of our church's Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we're located at 8319-25 Stinton Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org, still under construction. Amen. Send us an email, amen, if you have a question, a comment, or a word of encouragement, amen, at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, or, amen, Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Life Word Jesus. We bless the Lord. We have an altar prayer. We'll be there three times today, amen, at 12 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock. If you have a prayer request and you want some powerful prayer warriors to touch and agree on your request, amen, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. The telephone number is 218-895-0302. 218-895-0302, and the PIN number is 8319-8325-POUND. Amen, and we blessed be the name of the living God. Now at this time, amen, we want to open up the lines to acknowledge any first-time visitors today. If you are a first-time visitor, amen, and if you desire to, we ask that you would just share with us your name and where you're calling from and who invited you to the call, amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. We realize that sometimes the visitors want to listen for a while, but if you desire to share, we want to give you the opportunity to be able to do so. Now, we're opening up the line, so if you have some background noise, amen, we just ask that you would just hit the mute button on your phone, and we blessed be the name of the Lord. Any first-time visitors today? All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. All right, so everybody is home today. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord for you, and for you. We want to thank God, amen, for the word of God on today. Amen, that we are no longer under the law. We are under the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No longer living under rules and regulations. Hallelujah, but living, hallelujah, according to the two great commandments. Amen. Loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And if we love God, amen, we're going to do the will of the Lord, and we bless him. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. We'll be there at 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We'll be back tomorrow morning, Lord's willing, same time, same place, same station, here on our Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is first. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. We thank you for your people. Father, we thank you for liberty, liberty, Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To serve you. Liberty, Father, to praise you. Liberty to grow up in you, Father. Father, we've been delivered from sin. We've been delivered from false teaching, Father, because we can read ourselves, glory be to God, and know what your word says, Father. We've been delivered from over-empathized emotions. We've been delivered, Father, and are being delivered from disbelief, Father, but that same old satanic attack. But we thank you, Father, that you've given us power over the devil in the name of Jesus. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for freedom. And Father, help us not to be afraid to use our gifts. Father, help us not to be afraid, Father. Help us not to be afraid no more. Father, there's gifts buried inside of us, Father, that we have suppressed for so long, saying, making all type of excuses. We're too old. We don't have the money. We don't have the connections. Father, not realizing when we begin to utilize our gifts, it will attract the money, and it will attract the connections, and it will attract everything that we need it to attract. But nothing is going to happen until we utilize our faith to utilize the gifts that you have given us to succeed and prosper in this life. And so we say thank you, Father, for helping us to stand up, to rise up, and to step out in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And we say thank you for this day. As we step out, Father, we rebuke bad news, rejection, tears, sorrow, death, ambushment, confusion, fear. Father, any trick that the devil is coming with today, Father, we bring it down right now. We blow on every smoke screen in Jesus' name. And we decree and we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue, glory be to God, that rise up in judgment is already condemned. We shall not die a premature death this day, but we will live and we will declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Meet us at the altar prayer today, Father, as the warriors come at 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. In Jesus' name. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. 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 God be praised, glory, and honor. Everybody have an awesome, glorious, victorious, powerful, powerhouse, miraculous day today. Walk in your blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Lord's willing, we will convene our call tomorrow morning, same time, same place, same station, on this Our Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry with the day God, He is first. Amen? Amen. Let us get the devil's black eye as we sign out today. Amen. Glory be to God as we decree and as we declare that Satan is defeated.
Satan is defeated.
Yes, he is.
Darkness is dispelled.
Darkness is dispelled.
Yes,
because Jesus Christ is Lord.
Oh!